This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the farm.
It's the American Family Farmer Show, a weekly enterprise of Stefan Multimedia, you, me, the farm, the food, the family. We talk about it all here, starting off each of the hours with an overview of some of the news that's affecting family farms and farmers and people who use the food that come from the family farms. That is all of you. So the first overview here, news-wise, there was a big hubbub last week. I think I may have mentioned it a little bit about the freight rail strike and what it could have done to affect farming. I'm glad I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it didn't happen. So, yeah, we had food for thought, if you pardon the pun. But as America's needs move on freight as well as on trucks, freight trains and trucks, the produce that we are growing oftentimes doesn't have to go anywhere, but we need the things that come from the freight system. So anyway, it didn't happen. No news there. Let's keep going. Here's something that is a problem. There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. Farming, the business of farming in many of our Midwestern states, well, all around the country, actually, contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. I was just looking at farmers in Illinois, for example. The decline is dramatic. And in the most recent census data, the average age of a farmer is 60 years old. So where are the people that are coming along? We talk a lot about that here, younger farmers, new ideas, that sort of thing. But to go back to Illinois, actually it's not Illinois, it's a national issue. The Young Farmer Movement, the Young Farmer Coalition, focusing on the lack of young farmers, the agricultural industry in America should be up in arms. Evan Holteen, who's the president of the Farm Bureau in Illinois, is a farmer himself, said you need people to carry on from previous generations, of course. The Contemporary Farmer, Inc. is something that we ought to explore a little bit, talk to them. David Toledo, a good story about him and Contemporary Farmer. $3,000 in savings and $1,000 borrowed from his parents. He started working, he worked on a farm, he started his own farm. Says a lot of work, mental work, logistics, physical work, strategy, that sort of thing. But I'm really happy that I did this. Young fellow's 25 years of age. But he's the exception, not the rule. So food for thought here. Reminds me of Bill Maher and his new rules on his TV show. New thought is to figure out how to, and this is an ongoing problem, we've been talking about it, trying to do something about it for years. The government is not our friend when it comes to this. And you should remember that. When you go to the voting booth, you've got all of these people in your states that are promising this, that, and the other thing. Hold their feet to the fire. There happens to be a talk radio thing going on in Washington this week that's called Holding Their Feet to the Fire. And when it comes to farmers and farming, we do not have good representation. We don't have a lot of people taking the food system seriously. Now, one of the things that has come to my attention is the focus on overtime for farm workers. Now, if you're like me and you got a family farm and you have people working for you that are basically there, it's their life. It isn't a job, it's their life. So they don't worry so much about the hours as they do about what they get paid at the end of the week. Now, that may be just me, maybe you, small farmers, do it that way. The bigger the farm, the more the focus on hourly wages and benefits and all that other stuff. And I'm not actually sure that that applies, even though I noticed that the number of Department of Labor commissioners around the country started talking about this on Labor Day to recommend reducing the overtime threshold for farm workers to 40 hours from 60 hours. What are these people thinking? Do they have a clue about the economics of farming? No, they don't. They aren't connected to the farm. Now I'm off on what I do later in the program with my opining. But I say the people in New York State are clueless. I did notice that farmer sentiment, according to a Purdue University study, is improving, but farmers are concerned about rising costs, and thus my statement that I just made about the overtime hours for workers on big farms, or medium-sized farms, or maybe even small farms. The Ag Economy Barometer, calculated every month from 400 agricultural producers around the country of all sizes, suggesting that things are better for the farmer than they were, but the weather has gotten in the way. It's been a better season. I guess the bottom line here is the reports indicated that, generally speaking, overall, the condition on farms is better now this year, even with the drought in the Northeast and the drought in the Midwest and the rain in other parts of the country. It's better this year than it was last year at this time. So that is food for thought. All right, continuing on in a few moments here with more focus on your family, the American family farmer. Right now, I want you to think about how healthy the air is in your workspace, how healthy the air is. Maybe you're in your truck. You can't really use a thunderstorm air purifier in your truck, but and you can't use it on a tractor. It may be usable in the barn, although the best place for it is your home. To make sure that sleeping conditions are the best, you can get the best night's rest. You need that to do all the things that you have to do from dawn until dusk. You'll never breathe dirty air again in your home if you use the Thunderstorm air purifier, which you can get very easily. I'm looking at the testimonials from people who have allergies. Man, does it help forever and ever. This thing will work on you. You don't have to have any filters in it. A quarter of a million of these have been sold, so you got to know it works. Clean your air up. Keep the space clean. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on a Thunderstorm air purifier. That's $200 off with my name and the number 3. Shipping is also free. When you order this to clean up the air, make it natural, make it healthy. This is a nearly silent machine, so that's why it's good in the bedroom. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, the new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor. And he can do just about anything because
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
Let the Hubbards use their 1025R because
we really are trying to create this homestead.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deal. Get a 1-series tractor for just $124 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
On the American Family Farmer now, Doug Steffen with Meg Plushinski, who runs D&M Family Farm in Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Small organic dairy farm, and you know how I love to talk about dairying because that's what my teeth have been cut on as far as farming is concerned. Organic farming, the situation in Wisconsin, which has been, for the most part, probably the best, the most prolific. States like New York and Vermont have sort of lagged. Wisconsin seems to still be there. So, Meg, let's talk about you first before we talk about the farm. Are you a farm kid? What's your background?
So I grew up dairy farming. My parents, they focus more on cash cropping now. The dairy is still there, but they were conventional dairy. I've always loved the cows. I said I was never going to be a farmer because it's hard work, and here I am. But I love what I do, and I love the animals, and I could have probably farmed with my family, but I knew I wanted to look out my window and know that I didn't have anything handed to me. I worked really hard for everything I have. So my husband and I started up our own dairy. We took over from a retiring dairy farmer 4.5 years ago.
Is your husband a farm kid too?
He did not grow up on a farm, but he worked on every farm in his neighborhood from the time he was about 12 until him and I met.
Sounds like me. That's what I did. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I've been around cows all my life, and it has set the tone for me and my farming life. Sort of sounds like it did for you and your husband. So I'm guessing he's D and you're M. How's that for being clever?
That we're super clever.
Very, very clever. All right, why organic instead of, I mean, there's an obvious answer to this, but I'd rather hear it from you, the organic farming versus the standard processing, if you will, of pasteurized milk.
Yeah, so a couple of reasons, actually. One, we did the dairy grazing apprenticeship on an organic dairy, and we just really found that we liked the practices, but we didn't know a lot about organic at the time. And then I just kept having children. I have 4 children now. And I remember growing up, and there would be times where my dad would go out and spray, and he'd be like, oh, don't go outside today. I just sprayed this field over here. And I knew I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that in my food. I didn't want it in my farming practices. And I want my kids to be able to do whatever they want to do without worrying about what area they got into on the farm. And we wanted our food as clean as we could get it. And that was our big driver.
So that sounds fabulous. Tell me how your father reacted, and probably I'm guessing by listening to your tone, you're not critical. You didn't say, Dad, why'd you do that? But what conversations have you had with your dad as you do what you do versus what he does what he does?
Well, I mean, my dad taught me everything on hard work and how to keep going and you find a way. So the conversation was, okay, well, we always knew you were kind of weird, Meg, but here you go. And so he respects my trying to step outside the box and do things my own way. And there are times where when he looks at my protein bill or something, and he's like, well, he doesn't look at it, but we talk about the protein bill, and he's like, well, mine's a third of that. And I'm like, yeah, well, mine doesn't have chemicals on it. So
Do you think it's old school versus new school? Is it as simple as that?
You know, possibly. I think, you know, the conventional way has been told by so many people for so long that this is the right way. You know, just spray another chemical on it. You'll grow a taller stalk of corn or a bigger ear. Like, just this will work. This will work. And, you know, you've been told that for so long where it's like you almost, like, if they had, If they admit that it doesn't, like, that might not be the best way, I think they're just too far into it. There's too much
It's too much ingrained. You're right. Hold on a second. Meg Plushinski is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Meg, who's the M in D&M Family Farm, is here. Meg Plushinski, who, along with her husband, are doing an organic dairy farm. You said something that I want to go back to for a moment because it's one of my, I don't know if you call it a pet peeve. I grew up the same way you did, around animals and cows and stuff being treated so that weeds wouldn't grow or whatever else, you know, the spray was supposed to do. And I got off of that bandwagon when I got old enough to understand really what was happening. And I've had some huge arguments with guys who are my peers, my age, who have stayed with the old way because they can grow more and therefore sell more. But that's, and I understand that because we all have to make money in order to survive. But there's a difference whether it's values or they don't see it. You know, the people who are those kind of farmers are dying because of their exposure to this stuff, and it doesn't seem to register with a lot of them. And so, and it's never mind so much that as much as how does it affect people that are eating or drinking this stuff. And so, anyway, I think you've made your point there. What sort of cows do you have? Jerseys, Holsteins, what are you milking?
Well, right now we have a variety. We're trying to get more towards Jerseys. Actually, 3 weeks ago, we just bought a bunch more Jerseys from a nice organic guy north of us.
Yeah.
And so we're leaning more towards all Jerseys, but we inherited from the farm that we bought a bunch of, I believe they're called New Zealand Holsteins.
Yeah.
They're just smaller Holsteins. And yeah, so we have a bunch of those still, but for the most part, we're leaning towards Jersey.
I really, as I've grown up around brown cows, I just loved them because I looked in their eyes and saw something.
Those big brown eyes.
Oh, my God. Yes, right.
Geniusness. Yep, that's what I see. I always... I always call them the giant puppies of the world. They're always happy and looking for some kind of trouble.
And they're not. And they're not. The thing, as philosophical as this sounds, they are not just objects. I know I deal with a cattle dealer who's a very close friend. I've been friends with him and his family for almost 60 years, and so I know how cows register with him. They're a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded. And he, after even all these years, his father was in it before him, and so I see what the family is all about. It doesn't register with me. These are animals. These are beings. I don't kill them. I never slaughter them. They live out. I have some of them that I'm raising now. I don't milk anymore because I had a collapse in the barn, and it just kind of killed what was going on here. Although there are a lot of people that want me to get back into it. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day on my farm and milk 150 cows. They were all Jerseys for the most part. There are a few brown cows, a few Guernseys here, and they would get into it. But I just think the Jerseys are the best because of the A2 milk, the quality of A2 milk versus A1. We ought to actually talk about that because a lot of people, this program is aimed at not only the small family farmer, but the people who use the products. And I think sometimes people don't get the between A2 milk and A1 milk. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. Another good portion of time devoted to on the American Family Farmer, D&M Family Farms, an organic dairy in Jefferson County, Wisconsin. I'm Doug Steffen.
Individuals 18 and older only. Results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustment.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' $250 million civil lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case, and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Take Blue 60. Here from D&M Family Farms, Jefferson County, Wisconsin is where they live, 300 acres of dairy. So how much land do you have to use beside the 300 acres? How many cows are you milking? I guess that's where we start looking at how much land you need to do what you're doing.
So we milk 75 cows right now.
Yep. And the difference in what you're getting, the cost or the price of milk went way up. The guys who are you selling into the pool, or do you have a little local cooperative that's doing the organic thing, maybe three or four other dairies that are selling retail? How do you handle the sales end?
We sell to Westby Co-op Creamery out of Westby, Wisconsin. They have an organic line where they make cottage cheese, sour cream, and what else? French onion dip they make with the organic. And their cottage cheese is fantastic. Highly recommended. It won the world championship for cottage cheese or something.
Really?
And they've been very good to us. We have a contract that we sign each year. with them to basically guarantee our price. So
how much is your price higher than this year? I've seen, at least in the Northeast, the pool price was up to $34 a hundredweight, which we haven't seen we have never seen it, actually. So what's your differential in what you're being paid per 100?
We're at $28 a hundredweight, and we stay consistent of that all year.
So it's like always $28. And what do you figure it costs you? I remember when I figured it out, it was the last time I figured it out, it was about $21 a hundredweight is what it cost me to make the milk. I'm sure you figured it out. Have you got a number that you use that you're thinking, okay, this is where we have to be in order to make this all work?
Well, I mean, obviously it varies throughout the year. We're on pasture right now still, and our pastures have been very, very good this year. So we've been doing pretty well that way. The exact number, quite frankly, I don't think I could tell you right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, we've been doing pretty well. We actually were feeding a lot more protein, but, as in soy and flax, we get mixed from a local granary, or feed mill, but I don't like having to pay so much for protein and you're barely making it back in milk. So we definitely cut back on that and invested in our forages a little bit more and go that route.
So the 300 acres, how much is pasture for the?
There's 110 of pasture.
Yeah. Okay.
There's 110 of pasture. There's 65 of corn, and the rest of it is hay. Math isn't my forte right now.
That's okay. Do you use other farmland? Do you rent land from others to make more hay and grow more corn?
The 300 acres is total, including the ground we rent. So the farm, the actual farm that we're purchasing right now is 110 tillable. It's about 170 altogether.
Yeah. Well, you probably can make it work if you have all the right ingredients. And I see that you have chickens and turkeys and ducks and that sort of thing on the farm, pigs. You have a little store on the farm. Do you sell any of your milk or do you just sell the other things you raise?
We just sell the meat that I raise. It's actually illegal in the state of Wisconsin to sell raw milk.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, that's because of the advanced look of all of the people. I get off onto such a toot about this because you and I grew up on raw milk. We didn't grow up on pasteurized milk. We grew up on raw milk. And it's much healthier, especially if you're lactose intolerant. But as is the case with so many other circumstantial situations, the big guys, they all want to convince everybody that pasteurized milk is the only way to go. They convince the health experts. They go to the ag schools and talk about how horrible it is. It's so stupid. It's so annoying that I don't like to get onto it, frankly.
It gets me pretty good. Tell me why I'm allowed to sell one of my raw chickens here out of my store, but I can't sell you a gallon of milk.
Yeah, you can't make it. There's no sense to be made.
There's no sense.
Yeah, look at all the listeria and salmonella and E. coli recalls that we have for stuff that's packaged on California soil and sent here, there, and everywhere. And nobody gets all worked up about that. But if you try to sell milk, it may have something like that in it, which most of the guys, when I was selling raw milk, it made me a much better farmer, frankly, much better milker, much better. Anyway.
I agree. When you walk in there and you look at the barn, and I said to my husband, I said, all right, my kids are all going to drink this milk. Are you comfortable with it? And it does. It puts it in perspective of making sure it's the cleanest milk you're going to make.
Yeah, of course. So do you make enough with the chickens and turkeys and duck and all the poop from the various animals? Can you make enough fertilizer to not have to use conventional fertilizer? How do you handle, because with organic thing, you got to be careful about what you put on the soil as you're growing things.
So far, the farmer we got the farm from, he was very meticulous with his soils, and he handed us a very nice setup with the where the soil was at nutritionally. So we don't buy any fertilizer right now. We use all of our own cow manure for the most part. My chickens are picking up, but I don't raise enough to go everywhere. And then we have a really intensive crop rotation. So, we don't keep anything in the same thing for too long.
Yep.
We don't do 2-year corn or anything like that. It's like 1 year we're plowing down something, and then we're plowing down alfalfa or a clover field or whatever to feed that next corn crop nicely. And it's super labor intensive. And
yes.
The first 2 years were pretty rough. It was just trying to keep it all straight and get a nice rotation of what we're plowing under to grow it. And now it's getting a little easier because it's like, okay, oh yeah, that field with this is what it's going to be. And it worked out.
Two things left that I want to talk to you about in the time that we remain. One of them is talking about A2 milk, but the other is the tragic farm fire story that I would like you to share, and how you have used your story as inspiration, rebuilding. How do people who have to deal with this sort of thing come back from it? As we continue now, Meg Plushinski from D&M Farms in Wisconsin here on the American Family Farmer. Let me spend a minute or two helping you get your home, your office, wherever you may be spending a lot of time, as clean as it can be. The Thunderstorm air purifier is the way to do it. Don't know that you can do it in the barn with the cows, but you can do it in the house, in the kitchen, the bedroom, all over the place, so you don't have to breathe. You ought not to be breathing dirty air ever again. This is a fabulous new purifier from a company that sold 250,000 of these things already. They've been in business for 50 years, an American company located in Ohio. You don't have to buy anything except the purifier itself. It doesn't have any filters, none of that stuff. Doesn't take up any floor space, and it's almost silent. It's kind of a good thing to put into the bedroom because it has that noise, like that white noise, helps you sleep, never mind the great air. So all the customer service reports when you go to the website are rave reviews. Check them out. EdenPureDeals.com is the website. Go there. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on 3 Thunderstorm units. Air purification is what you need to keep you and your family healthy and happy. Shipping is free with the code Doug3. Save $200 as well. Doug3 at EdenPureDeals.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Back with Meg Plushinski from Wisconsin. Okay, so you had a fire. Tell us that story, Meg, will you?
So So we actually had tickets to go to a water park for the day in the Dells. We never get away from the farm. We never leave. So this is a big deal. We planned all week to make sure everybody was situated and it would be okay. We left our house about 8:15. At 8:54, we got a call. The barn was on fire. We turned around and got home fast. By the time we got to our road in front of our house, the barn was fully engulfed. My husband just got out and ran to the farm to check on all the animals. There were so many different, fire departments here. It was a big fire, obviously. And they had our road shut down, state highway. It was all shut down, till about, I think like 3 p.m. They finally opened it. It's still smoldering now, and now all that hay that we had in there got wet, and then the sun was beating on it, and it keeps reigniting. But the barn's gone. There's nothing left there. No animals were hurt. Everybody was blocked out to pasture. That's a highlight of being, I guess, a grazing farm, that everybody was out grazing.
So, how are you milking the cows now?
There's a farm about a half an hour away from us that is also on our milk truck, so they allowed for us to take our cows there. We're working on getting a farm, a neighbor that is good friends with us, their barn back up and running so that we can at least get our cows back in our own possession. So that's our goal.
How old was this barn, Meg? How old was it?
I believe it was early 1900s.
Yeah, so it's an old wooden barn. Now, are you going to reconstruct a more modern barn? What are you going to do to continue on?
Our dairy builder that we had, we work with the Shrine Group. I'm sure many of your dairy folk are familiar with them. They're absolutely fantastic working with us. They're trying to come up with a plan for us to rebuild, but unfortunately it's hard to touch much of anything right now with inflation and the cost of things. And there's many different moving parts here. So the farmer we're buying the farm from, they're also going through a divorce right now, so they want to settle this out. But we don't own the property yet. We were about a month out from closing on everything, and now our income burned up. So, like, getting this all straight so that we can still buy the property but not have the dairy up and running has been quite a feat to overcome. In a perfect world, we'll rebuild, and maybe we can, I mean, God can do anything, so maybe we can rebuild by spring, by grazing season next year. I'm trying to, instead of taking four steps ahead, I'm just trying to take the first step and get our cows closer to home. And then, in a perfect world, we would rebuild the dairy. But then figuring out what to rebuild, how to go about it, how to make it so that it's not, you know, quite as hard as it was in the old barn. And to make it so my kids want to do it, you know?
Good. The fundraiser you set up, is it a GoFundMe page that I can send people to?
Sure, it's called Give, Send, Go. It's a Christian-based company that we've heard a lot about that we chose that route.
Do you have the link on your website as well?
It's not on our actual website, but I should do that. But it is on our Facebook page.
Okay, facebook.com/DNM Family Farm. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
DM Family Farm Official.
All right. Well, you're a hero. You and your husband, make it work, keep going. As a matter of fact, why don't we maybe over the course of the winter or in the spring when you're back to or getting close to being back to normal, have you back on again, because I'd like to know about the progress. I'd like to have people know, because this is something we all face. I had a barn burn down, and it burned down in 45 minutes, an old barn, and it was a dry day, and it was windy, and somebody was burning stuff, brush way far away, but still an ember got into the barn, and that's all it took, 45 minutes to the ground. Yep. So, God love you.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you and your husband, Meg. Thank you for sharing the story. Again, go to facebook.com/DNM Family Farm to check out the fundraiser that's been set up for them. Farmers Helping Farmers. Meg Plushinski here on the American Family Farmer.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples.
N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
American Family Farm at 53 past the hour now on this week's edition of our overview of what's going on the family farm. I would invite you to share some time with perhaps other people in your farming family or people who are interested in good food so that they would know a little bit more about what's going on the family farm. Listen to our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one, after we take care of the news, et cetera, et cetera, conversation with Renee King Sonnen, the founder and executive director of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. So that's there, plus other things. It's all about the focus on you and the farm. How can we help you? That's what it's all about. Check out our podcasts at, again, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can get them wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so this week I've been thinking, I just said, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago, according to the Farmer Sentiment Survey, that things are improving. I didn't say they were great. I didn't even say they were good. I just said they're improving. But when you listen to the story that I had earlier in the program from New York State about how they want to change the law so that everybody who works over 40 hours on a farm gets overtime, it's not doable. It's unthinkable, in fact. These people are clueless. And that's why New York has fallen off the radar as a really good agricultural state. There are a few states in our country, in my experience, that have better land, better conditions, better environment, other than the political environment, for good dairying, for example, and other things. You know, there's good products grown all over New York State. But the dairying that New York State was known for is falling apart, A, because of the influence of the Dairy Farmers of America and them controlling the source of fluid milk supply. Also because the state is stupid when it comes. You can drive around New York and see all kinds of land that isn't being used for anything. Upstate New York, where the beautiful fields are, the farmers are going out right and left because the government is in collusion with the big ag guys, and therefore, here we, it's a roller coaster. So the family farmer, as I saw another ad for in one of the trades I use, I read Country Folks every week, which is a Northeastern publication. In it, there was a focus on how many people are having auctions. There are, at least I saw on one of the websites, 7 auctions for families going out on farms all over the Midwest. Not good, folks. Not good at all. Anyway, so to get back to that Purdue University ag economy study, the farmer sentiment index rose 14 points from last year. And so that gives us hope to think that conditions are getting better. The year before they went up 9 points and then they went off a little bit. So, I don't know, the point system isn't important. What's important is how you feel about what you're doing and whether or not you're doing, you know, whether what you're doing is answering the needs of the people who are using your product, your produce, your milk, whatever it is that you have. Maybe you've got poultry. Or maybe I've noticed I was around this week to a couple of different farms, and as we look at this time of year, there are turkeys everywhere. I don't have them on my farm. I have chickens and ducks and stuff, but we don't kill them anyway, rabbits. But those are popular things for Thanksgiving. Well, rabbits are, how can you eat a rabbit at Easter? You know, people, some of there's various ethnicities that come around. I probably have 40 rabbits on the farm. We raise them, and you know, people come and they want them for pets and that sort of thing, which is fine with me. I just won't tolerate people eating them. Now, people come and say, well, you know, some guy who's Portuguese that basically doesn't speak English comes and says, I want to buy a rabbit, and you know, he's going to have it as a pet. No, he's going to eat it. So, you know, you try to intervene in those circumstances. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But anyway, the point is that we have a better feeling as farmers, but we are still very concerned about, I mean, look at the inflation stuff. That is, the cost of borrowing money still going up, cost of buying petroleum going down, cost of fertilizer, which is related to petroleum, that's going down. Many of the basic costs are going down. Cost of labor isn't going down, and the cost of insurance isn't going down. So, you know, you gotta balance these things in terms of survival. So a lot of people are much more business focused than they used to be when I was a kid. It was just do your work and everything would be okay. Not so much now. But I'm glad, and I bet you are too, that at least generally speaking, farmer sentiment has improved. That's my word, improvement, to leave you with this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.